Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, and spirit-led church. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you, and on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonhomme, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
In Jesus' name, I'm so excited to come and preach with you tonight, and I feel like God's put a real word on my heart, but we just never move on when God is up to something. Prophetic people are just hungry to be with God. We're just hungry to hear from Him. We're so hungry to come in alignment with what He's doing. Who's hungry to encounter the living God tonight? Oh God, we're so hungry. We're so hungry to encounter You afresh right where we are. And as, you know, Val's just loving God and letting that belt. I just had this scripture going over and over and over in my heart. And it's Psalm 27:4. And it says, God, this one thing I ask, this one thing I seek, Lord, that I would dwell in the house of God all my days and gaze on Your beauty. And gaze on Your beauty. You know, you do not have to be a Christian for a very long time to come up against some hurdles. You know, when I first came to the Lord at 21 years of age, I was ready to give up. People are like, 21, that's not very long. But, you know, I was a drug addict. I was completely and utterly immersed in the occult. I was detached from my family. I had no way of getting an income because my mental health was so toxic, and I had anxiety disorders, and I was just an absolute mess. And at the age of 21, I encountered a living God. I encountered the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said to me, Larissa, you are a child of God. You are messed up and mucked up in a whole bunch of things that aren't you. But who you are, who you really are, is a daughter of the King on high. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Follow Him all your days, and your life will never be the same since. And at 21 years of age, I heard the voice of God for the first time. And I'm telling you, I have been through hardships, just like maybe you're facing now. You know, I went through hardships as a young Christian in my early 20s. I went through hardships when I was dating. I went through hardships when I was married. I went through hardships when I had kids. I mean, there has been obstacles, but the voice of God has always been with me. He has sustained me. He has guided me. His love has fueled me. And that same God is here tonight. And I just want to say to you, if you're yet to give your heart to Jesus, if you're yet and you're struggling, and well, tonight's the night. Tonight is the night where I'm going to talk to you not about a God that is some religious, pious, up in the sky, weird looking thing. I'm talking about a God that enters your life and changes you, but then walks with you. And so that same God here is here tonight. And He's wanting to talk into our hearts, and He's wanting to encourage us and fuel us. And so I would love if you would agree with me that we're just going to keep our ears attuned. We're going to be in faith tonight that He's going to speak right into our circumstances. Are you in agreement with me? So good. So just before you sit down, I just wanted to share, if I can just, I'll grab, because I need the scripture because I don't know it off by heart. But I had this word I felt for us as a church and for this PM service. And it's this great scripture, and I'll read it to you and then just unpack it. But I believe that God gave it to me because He wants to speak a word of encouragement, that voice of God, right into your situation. And it's in 1 Kings 18:41. is where it starts. And basically Elijah, are you guys okay standing just for a little bit longer? Okay. So Elijah has like gone crazy man and basically called for no rain. Right? So no rain across the land. And so for 3 years, there's been no rain. Now, just remember, as I tell this story, Hebrews tells us that Elijah was a man just like you or I. So, okay, so what I'm telling you is for you and me, because it's just for the common man or the common woman, right? Just like you and me. And so then basically there's this passage of scripture where it says, then Elijah said to Ahab, go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. He's hearing something from heaven, right? So Ahab went and ate and drank, but Elijah climbed to the top of a mountain Carmel. Anyone feeling like they're climbing a mountain right now? Anyone feel like, whoa, this is hard yakka, this season of life, this is hard, this is tough. I'm going through some things right now, but keep climbing. And he gets to the top of the mountain and it says that he bows low on the ground and he prays, his face between his knees. Then the servant, he says, go and look toward the sea. And the servant goes looking and then he returns to Elijah and he says, I didn't see anything. Elijah, I didn't see anything. 7 times Elijah tells him to go back and look. Finally, on the 7th time, the servant says, Elijah, I saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hand coming on the horizon. And I had this picture for all of us. And we can fit into one of two. And sometimes, you know, it's like one season we're in one and one season we're in the other. But I had this picture of there's those of us that are like the servant. And right now we're in this season where we're like, I can't see God. I can't hear God. I'm in this, maybe as Alyssa was up here telling the most amazing, wonderful story, maybe you were sitting there going, like, my life is not like that. Like, I struggle to keep a mate, let alone have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And you're looking around going, I don't see that for me. Or maybe you're looking at another friend that they're like, totally promotion city, and you're over here and you're like, I have been here for years and no one notices me. What is going on? And you're looking around, maybe you're in a relationship, right? And you're dealing with all the bombardment of sexual messages that's like, your relationship should look like this and you should jump into bed right on, and everyone else is doing it and it's the way of the world, and it's like you're just looking around and you can't see anything except what's in the natural. Maybe that's where you're here tonight, and if that's you, I've got something tonight that I believe is going to really encourage you. And then there's this second group, and I reckon there's a whole bunch of us just like that. And it's Elijah, right? And he's over here and he's down and he's heard from heaven. He's heard something from heaven. He hasn't seen it in the natural, but he's heard heaven speak to him. And he's like, God told me, God has spoken to me a promise. I'm not moving. I've got my face like flint. I'm hooked in. I'm praying until it happens. Servant, go and have a look. Nothing yet. That's all right, because I'm in God and I'm here in the rains and I'm here in the rains and I'm here in the rains. And there are people here tonight. And God has spoken promises. Kelly, God has spoken promises into your heart. And God wants to say, keep praying, keep praying, keep hooking in, keep believing, because the 7th time blessing is on its way. The cloud of promise is on its way. Keep praying, keep believing, because God is on the move. I had an experience. I was thinking about how could I share something that is similar in my own life, and back when I was 22 and absolutely, you know, sold out for Jesus and still am, but my family just completely disconnected from me. My family, my friends, they were like, she has lost it. But I just knew I'd encountered the one true God. And I was just Elijah. And I heard from heaven, I saw a picture, because God speaks to us today. And I saw this picture of my mom, and my mom had her hands raised up and she was just worshiping God. And I remember going to my mom and I'm like, mom, I saw this picture and you've got your hands raised and you're worshiping God and you're loving God. And now my mom, right, this is a mom that sent me to boarding school, a Presbyterian ladies boarding school. And I would ring my mom and I would say, mom, I got kicked out of RE again. And my mom would go, that's my girl. Right? She was just like, Christianity, didn't want a bar of it. I grew up like that. So I would say that and she would just be like, you are nuts. And for years she would roll her eyes and she would say to me, you are nuts. But mate, I was Elijah. I'd heard from heaven and I would pray and I would pray and I saw that picture and I called down the reins. And last year, I got a picture for you. We got a picture? That's my mom. Woo! That's 20 years. That's 20 years of praying and partnering with heaven. She gave her life to Jesus and had an incredible encounter. And life is very, very different from my mum. So I want to encourage you tonight, keep praying, keep locking in like Elijah. And I want to share three quick thoughts with you on how we can partner with heaven in prayer. What do you reckon? Good. Take your seats. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Keys. Thanks, everyone. How good's that? And I remember when she came out of it and I showed her the picture and she goes to me, you told me that was going to happen. And I'm like, yeah, I did. 20 years I've been telling you that was going to happen. The reins of promise are on their way. Keep praying the promises of God over your life. Horizon, the reins of promise are connected to our prayer life. Some promises are decades in the making, but there is a day where you're going to see a cloud the size of a man's fist coming from over the horizon. And the Bible goes on to say that it pelts down with rain. So who's ready for some rain from heaven over their life? Me too. Okay, so here's three just thoughts around prayer, how we partner this heavenly partnership. So the first is you need to know your power. Know your power in prayer. Prayer is a heavenly strategy for an earthly issue. Right? So think every great move of God, and maybe you haven't been a Christian for very long and you're like, move of God. There are times where nations are absolutely overcome with the presence of God and people en masse hear the voice of God. Every single one of those, prayer preceded the move. Prayer, it conceives the miraculous. You know, you read the New Testament and all these amazing things that people were doing. It's like prayer. Prayer conceives the miraculous. Prayer partners us with the heartbeat of God. It aligns us with the will of God. It births the kingdom come. It's how we partner with the Holy Spirit. So let me give you a bit of an example. Think about how the church is built, okay? Not the building, but the actual church of the living God, the kingdom of God. How does the kingdom of God advance in a town, in a city? Well, firstly, let's say the sinner has to have their heart softened to receive the truth of Jesus. Work of the Spirit, prayer partners with the work of the Spirit. Think about the moment that someone encounters Jesus for the first time. What's that? Work of the Spirit. Our prayers partner with the work of the Spirit. What about someone getting baptized in the Holy Spirit? Can I do that? Can I here's the Holy Spirit and here you go. I can't do that. The Spirit fills himself inner person? Well, my prayer partners with that. What about the gifts of the Spirit that build the church? What about all the spiritual gifts? Can I just ignite that? Can I ignite that in Steve? I mean, Steve's got them all. But, you know, I can't because it's a work of the Spirit. Well, our prayer partners with the work of the Spirit. Think about people who get a sense of call to go on the mission field. Again, work of the Spirit. Our prayer partners with the work of the Spirit. If you're thinking about people whose hearts in your life, like my mum didn't want a bar of Christianity, a bar. But prayer goes where relationship can't. So I'm praying for her, even though she's saying she doesn't want a bar of me, because I know the work of the Spirit, heaven, is partnered with my prayers. God is looking for people who are going to go, I'm going to partner with you. I'm going to partner with you in the work of the Spirit through my prayers. Jesus was devoted to prayer in his life on earth. And now he's at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Now, he's doing that right now. The Bible says he's on the right hand of the Father. That's what he's up to. Why? Because he knows that prayer is connected to us fulfilling our purpose on the planet. So if Jesus is doing it, we should be doing it too. So the first one is know your power. These are three P's, and I was quite chuffed with myself. So I know, right? Thank you. So the second one is know your position. Okay, now this is something that's always really helped me when my Bible has always, no, that's not the point. This is something. When I'm praying. And it's a part of my worldview, I guess, when I pray. So the first realm that I want to talk to you about, and I believe that to know our position means we need to know, how does this world work? Like, where does everything fit? And I'm going to give it to you in basically three pictures. How good's that, right? I know, like, amazing. Okay, so the first is, if you read Ephesians 6:12, and many may know this off by heart, but it says to us, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, against dark forces, basically over the world. So there's this wrestle going on, but the wrestle, Paul tells us, is not against one another, but against these powers and principalities. So when I read that, I go, okay, well, there seems to be two places or two realities. There's a flesh and blood, which we'll call earth. And earth is, it's, you know, obviously it's what you're sitting on now. It's what you see. The Bible says it's temporary. But it's actually what most of us spend all our time looking at, thinking at. You think about the servant, he was consumed with the earth. He was consumed with what he could see in the here and now and what was tangible and what, you know, he could like logically look at and sit on and feel and touch. It's our relationships, all important, because Jesus came to earth because he loved the people of the earth so much. So this isn't not important, but it's one realm. And the Bible tells us, hey, when you wrestle, because it does say wrestle, but it's like when you wrestle, don't wrestle in this realm. It says wrestle in this other realm, which is called, I'm going to call, powers and principalities. Okay, so there's this earth realm and then this power and principality realm. And we learn that this is basically the place where the enemy exists. Okay, I can't necessarily see the devil, but the Bible's teaching us it's a real place. Right? It's a place where, you know, some of your friends might be into clairvoyance, or they might be into getting their tarots read, or, well, they're all accessing this realm, right? And this is a realm that influences earth, and we see it every day. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to go, there's evil outworking itself on our planet, right? And I won't go into too much, but that's because the people of the earth come into agreement with powers and principalities, and therefore his influence is made evident on the earth. Okay, so there's this powers and principalities realm. But if we go back to Ephesians 1, 2, okay, there's another realm. This is my favourite realm. Okay, so Ephesians 1, let's start at 18. So he says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which you were called. So there's this enlightening of our heart that we can pray for in people that allows them to actually see things as they truly are, right? So I'm praying that your heart would be enlightened. And that's hopefully what I'm going to help maybe tonight is for us to all just get this fresh sense of, okay, how do I partner with heaven? Like people talk about prayer and I should go and pray. Well, my hope is to give you some practical things you can hold on to go, oh, right, maybe I can try this. Okay, and it goes on to says, the riches of his glorious inheritance and his holy people and his incomparably great power for us who believe. So there's this great power for us who believe. But then it says that power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion and every name that is evoked. Not the present age, but all the ages to come. So there's this other realm, right? Called a far above. And this is where Jesus is. He's seated far above all this, all that was and all that was to come. When he died on the cross, we are told that he raised and was seated by God far above every authority, every power, every structure on earth. He is far above all of it. The victory of the cross is accessed in this place. The fullness of his presence is accessed in this place. This is a place that supersedes every power and every principality, which is fantastic. But here's the best part. Go down to chapter 2, verse 6. Then God raised us up with Jesus Christ and seated us in heavenly places. So what Paul's trying to tell us here is, guys, if you've given your life to Jesus, if you've received the Spirit of God in faith, then in faith, you're here. You don't have to wrestle to get here. We don't worship our way into the presence of God. We don't wrestle our way into the presence of God. If we come against powers and principalities, I don't have to wrestle my way to get into authority. By faith, I'm already in a place of authority. I already am far above every power and principality. And so I've got to access that place simply by faith. Be like, God, I don't wrestle into hearing you. I'm not ready to wrestle from the earth looking up. The way I wrestle is from victory to bring influence to the earth. One of my favorite authority scriptures is found in Colossians 2:15, and I'm coming to make a point. So Colossians 2:15, having disarmed the powers and authority, he actually made them a public spectacle, triumphing over them because of the cross. So this picture that maybe the world tries to tell us that the devil's this scary, this, that, and the other, and we should be intimidated, he was humiliated. I am here to let you know that because of the cross, and if the cross is alive on the inside of you, then the devil is humiliated in your presence. Absolutely humiliated. So when we think of this wrestle against flesh, not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities. When we think of the wrestle, I want you to think of the wrestle being like my 6'5" glorious hunk of a husband that takes on my 3-year-old, very cute, but absolutely is not going to win. Like, if he wants the remote control, there's a wrestle, right? But I mean, she's humiliated. isn't she? In the wrestle. I mean, unless he's feeling kind. That's the wrestle that we are called to take on with the enemy, is to know our authority, to know that we are already seated far above all of that, that all of that, because of the cross, is completely humiliated. So as I go about the earth, because the far above is living on the inside of me, when I receive Jesus, that far above is now in me. And my job as delegated authority from heaven is to walk in the authority given to me by Jesus and start bringing the kingdom of God to earth. That is our mandate. That is our mandate as sons and daughters of God. We wrestle from a place of victory. We don't wrestle into his presence. We receive it by faith. He won the victory on the cross, and from that place is where we pray. So, you know, something that I see a lot of is, and it's the truth sets you free, so it's not a judgment. It's just oftentimes I hear prayers and I think, you're trying to pray to get into him. And it's like, no prayer is going to get us in God. Jesus died on a cross and rose to the Father and sent his Spirit. And by faith, we receive the Spirit, the fullness of the Godhead living on the inside of me. And by faith, I activate that. And then by faith, I wrestle out of that. Does that make sense? Okay, so that means we can pray with full authority. The Spirit who lives in you is greater than any power or principality. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means harm you, for the weapons of our warfare are not of flesh. They have divine power. Our prayer has divine power to destroy strongholds. Guys, I am here tonight to tell you the devil is a squatter. The devil is a squatter. If you have a Christian worldview, then as Christians, we believe the devil is real. Okay? We believe that he is an entity, that he has influence. But I'm here to tell you, because of the cross and the blood of Jesus, we need to have a mindset the devil's a squatter. And what do squatters do? They squat wherever they want to. They go to places and they just squat. And they're not going to move until someone with authority comes and says, I know that you do not belong here. You will move out in Jesus' name. God is looking for sons and daughters full of the authority of God, that as you go through your life, as you're going about bringing the kingdom of God, prophesying, as you're going about speaking into people's lives, advancing the kingdom, reaching out to people that don't know him, as you're going through that, if you come up against demonic forces, you need to know, son and daughter of God, you have full authority to just, he's a squatter, get out, move, go to the side. I'm bringing the kingdom of God. I'm advancing the purposes of God. And that is your right as a kid of the king. So remember, he's a squatter. Remember, he's publicly humiliated. Think about it. Elijah was praying from heaven's perspective. He heard in God from heaven the sound of rain, and he responded to what heaven was saying to him. Are you responding to what heaven is saying to you? Are you praying in a way where you're activating your full authority? Now, we need to know our power and we need to know our position, but we also need to know our posture when it comes to prayer. And if in this feisty preach you are under the illusion that my prayer life is all about just going after the devil, and let me just say, first of all, I'm not a devil hunter, I'm a Jesus lover. And if in loving Jesus I come across the devil, then I will deal with him. But my point is, if you think that's all my prayer life is, then I've done a terrible job here tonight, because it's not. It's part of it. The important part is that it all happens here. So I kind of liken my prayer life into two sort of categories, which I'm yet to come up with a really good name because none of them have really fit yet. But to me, they're sort of like this stationary kind of prayer where, to be honest, I probably do more listening than I do more talking. I'm hearing from God. I'm reading His Word. I'm listening to worship music. I'm just allowing the downpour of heaven. Or maybe I've got something on my heart, and because I know in faith that this is where I'm seated, I know I can bring my good days and my bad days to Him. Like, I can bring my sin because of Jesus. I don't wrestle. Like, because of Jesus, it's meant that I just bring who I am. I commune with Him. I'm like, I'm dealing with this, and I'm like, don't really want to be a parent today. Can you take my children away? I just need a week away. Like, it's just where we're real, and it's the great exchange. It's the gospel. It's like, I'm just going to be real with you, God. And, you know, so many people often ask me, how do you hear the voice of God? And I just feel like, for me, I was saying to someone the other day, it's more about less than it is more. It's like, it's an emptying of yourself, but not leaving it at the door. I don't need to leave my trials and my hurdles, and I don't leave it at the door. Because I've got access here, I'm just like giving it in the throne room. I'm like, God, Abba Father, I'm just giving this to you. And that's the stationery. And then He pours, because the voice of God is like a river. And if you create space and room, He will fill it. But if you're so full of worries and anxieties and you don't ever bring it to Him, it's like the water might be pouring out and might be bubbling up, but it's just like stagnant and blocked because there's just so much stuff in there. How do we hand it to God? We just hand, Lord, I give you this and I give you this, and would you take that? And you just feel it like the stones being like pulled out, and God's like, of course I'll take it, of course I'll take it. And then you start to just feel His peace. And tonight, you know, I reckon there are some people here, and as I was talking about that servant, it's like you're dealing with some stuff. And maybe tonight the prayer for you is about that. It's like, God, I need to hear you again. I'm just listening to other people tell me like what God's saying. I'm just going to other people to tell me, what's God saying? God's like, son, daughter, I want to talk to you. So maybe tonight, as we have some ministry time, it's time for you to just be real with God and have that stationary kind of prayer experience. But maybe for others of us, it's like we're locked down here like Elijah, and God has told us what He wants us to do. Like, He's given us the promise. And maybe we're over here kind of, well, there's this and there's that and da-da-da, and we're complaining or lamenting, and God's like, hey, enough lamenting. Son, daughter, I've spoken to you from heaven. I want you to rise up, know your authority, know your place on the earth, speak, prophesy, declare. And the thing about prayer is just working out which posture. Because for some of us, we've been lamenting for 10 years about a relationship. And God's like, it is time to put your face like flint and go for it. And maybe for others of us here, it's like we're just speaking scriptures and throwing things out in prayer and speaking as loud as we can and hyping it all up. And God is like, that's great. Great. But it's actually not what I'm saying. And it's not what I'm doing. So if you could just maybe just be stationary for a while and just talk to me. So both are important. It's just working out. And how does that happen? Because we're in a relationship with God, and He'll show us. And sometimes it's both. Most of the time, my prayers, if you've been in any of my prayer meetings, I always start off with, Lord, we just come to you. We bring everything. Let's do that now. I'm just going to lead you just in something that, like, I do it. This is the best way I can describe how I pray. It's like, Father, I just come to you with everything that is top of mind. The worries, the things that I was thinking about last night when I couldn't get to sleep, or the things that have stressed me out and I just can't get an answer on them, or the thing I've been battling with thinking about as Larissa's been preaching, or the thing, my worries, my concerns, or who I am, God. just as I am, because of Jesus, I come boldly tonight, accessing that throne room by faith, and I just hand it all to you, God, all of who I am. I'm just going to get the guys to, I'm just going to start playing, and I just want you to engage with that for a moment. Don't just run by it. This is how we become conscious of where we're seated. We take a moment. I'm a son, I'm a daughter of God. I'm seated in heavenly places. I'm far above every circumstance I'm facing. The truth is the spirit that lives in me is bigger than this. God, you're gonna pull me through. You're gonna show me a way. Even if you have to open a Red Sea, my faith's in you, my faith's in you, my faith's in you. Just begin seeing those things being handed to your King. And the guys are gonna just have a time of worship. I encourage you, if you wanna sit or kneel or stand, I'm just gonna have this time to just be before our God in a far above place. Be real with Him. And then we're gonna, as the worship team goes, I want you to ask God, how do you want me to pray about this? What's the word from heaven? What's the rain promise that's on its way? How do you want me to partner with you, God? How do you want me to partner with you on earth to bring the kingdom of God into my situation?
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at hz.church. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.